Yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
It's the final countdown.
Bet your mother couldn't help it. Bet your mother. And I use my special dick.
Because it's the final
countdown.
Hey, yo, I'm Mark Madden.
Really? You know, he kind of reminded me of you for a bit.
That he sucked?
Hmm?
He reminded me of Billy Gunn.
He swallowed.
Tell that story to open the day.
Well, we can tell that story. I was watching, we're going to do a Ring of Honor Best in the World recap here in a second. But I was watching the network last night. And I watched a whole bunch of different things on the network, but got to a WCW pay-per-view from 2000. I want to say Super Brawl 2000.
Yeah, because I tweeted you. I was trying to decide whether or not I would watch a movie, and I did. I watched When Jews Were Funny, which is a documentary with Gilbert Gottfried and Howie Mandel in it. It's pretty funny.
Hmm.
And anyway, so then and then I said, I couldn't decide. I'm like, Starrcade, because that ladder match with Benoit and Jarrett, you know, or Benoit against two out of three falls against Angle, or Benoit two out of three falls against Jericho, or you know, or just like I'm like, what am I gonna watch here? And then I said, or
Benoit,
or yeah, I don't know. I was kind of thinking I could watch something with Benoit for once, and then I'm like, or I could watch Super Brawl 2000 to see if they left in the part where Tank Abbott pulls a knife on
Big Al,
and I asked you what I should do. And you're like, Super Brawl.
Yeah.
So, because you will always go with something hilariously shitty.
Yes.
Over something that's really, really good. Every time.
Every single time.
So I'm still watching When Jews Were Funny.
Yeah, so I ran
And you start that. Watching
I finished
this.
Watching the ladder match countdown that we talked about last show. So I thought, I'll watch that now. And then I finished that, and I thought, and I was watching the World Class documentary, but I kept getting interrupted, so I stopped that because it's like 2 hours. I didn't have an uninterrupted 2 hours, so I thought, okay, so I'll watch this Super Bowl. It was getting to be late at night, and I was tweeting as I was doing.
And you're old.
And I'm old. I mean, look at me. I'm so old. But I started to tweeting what I was watching, and so I started watching this Super Bowl, and it started off with like Mark Madden, Tony Schiavone, and Mike Tenay. And I don't even remember what they were talking about, but it's like, Mark Madden was just so awful.
Now, in his defense, he had only been on the job like a month at this point.
In my defense, my ears had to listen to it. It was shit. and so I just tweeted that. I was like, I'm watching Super Brawl, and Mark Madden is, or something like, fuck, is Mark Madden ever off?
Yes.
So it's fine. This was like 11 o'clock last night, and so 1 a.m., say, Eastern time, because we're a couple hours there. So whatever, fall asleep on the couch, go to sleep for real. Wake up today, you know, having breakfast, drinking my coffee. Producer and I are watching an episode of Weeds. Highly recommend that show. And
is that Friday Night Lights?
Yeah. So we're going to watch that. I hear it's great.
It's great.
But I...
Bates Motel?
Yeah. I'm a master. But I, then my phone, like, buzzes, and I look, and it's Mark Madden tweeting me, and saying, I made $3,000 a week. That's how much they paid me, $3,000 a week. I should get the thing.
You find it, yeah, because I can actually tell you what it, because, I mean, I looked it up. So I looked through his timeline, because you sent me the tweet, or text.
Yeah,
So I look it up this morning, and he had already been talking about how he got paid that. He's like, I couldn't believe it. They paid me a bunch of money. I before he even saw you or responded to you, he was talking about how much money he made. He had already sent out like 20 tweets this morning.
Oh, okay.
And then from you, he goes, yeah, I made $3,000 a week doing that. $3,000 a week. How much do you make?
Yeah.
In like the most douche thing ever. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you responded with.
I just have to find it here. It was
you gotta find. You have a billion tweets since then. A bunch of people retweeting
you.
I know.
Because
watch ROH and made good stuff. The We Talk Wrestling Twitter feed is the funniest Twitter feed in wrestling. In case you aren't following it, you should. It's at We Talk Wrestling.
At We Talk Wrestling.
It is at We Talk Wrestling. is what it is.
He's
should you follow it.
Mark Madden tweets
at We Talk Wrestling. I'm trying to fill time while you look for this because
you should because you know he's
you know what I'll do. You know how I'll fill that time is I'll tell people that it's at We Talk Wrestling.
He's tweeting he's actually tweeting. And also, as I read this, he's tweeting with Zarly Zalapsky.
Oh yeah, yeah, who used to play hockey here. And also our Twitter is at We Talk Wrestling is what it is. If I didn't mention.
Ah, here we go.
Our website is WeTalkWrestling.com.
Okay, $3,000 a week. How about that? That's what they paid me, $3,000 a week. Can you believe it? How much do you make? And so my response was, congratulations on making money. Doesn't mean I like what I heard. Don't lose sleep over it. Yes.
And then you got into it with somebody asked you if you were getting into it with Mark Madden, and you just, was it Jason McDowell who asked
Yeah, he was asking, and I just said, you know, I just said something to the effect.
Back from the dead or something. I haven't heard from Jason in forever.
Yeah. He just said, you get into it with Mark Madden, and I just said, well, no, he just, but anyway.
Yeah, basically you said, his argument is, I made money. I'm like, how does that win anything?
Yeah.
Like, what does that even mean? That's the dumbest thing ever. So, the best part about this, though, is that you didn't use at Mark Madden dot whatever his Twitter handle. I think it's Mark Madden X.
Yeah,
you didn't use that.
I didn't know. I didn't care what the at
Slate,
Mark
probably
Madden
drunk
or whatever it was. No, I wasn't actually. It's surprising.
Oh,
but
yes,
I didn't do the at Mark Madden. I didn't do any of that. I just wrote his name out. So that means that he would have had to have been searching for his name to know that it's...
So Mark Madden is such a loser and has such a big ego.
What's the first name?
Mark,
huh?
But he gets up in the morning, and the first thing he does is search his name to see if anybody's talking about him.
Yeah.
Good job, loser.
Yeah.
All right, let's go under ROH.
Let's go into something important. That was funny, though. That was a great way to...
That's one of the two funniest things
to happen today. We'll talk about the second one in a bit. But, yes, we watched ROH Best in the World. And we were able to do it via Ustream on my PlayStation 4 quite successfully, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple points where it buffered, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
They were having some audio problems earlier, but the audio and the picture both cleared up a little bit about 15 minutes in.
The audio was...
Well, it's just the audio was also... literally, the quality of the audio and the picture about 15 minutes in got better.
Yeah.
Pre-show, the audio was out for a little bit. But, I mean, you order on that, then you push it to full screen. It's an HDTV.
Yeah.
And, you know, the quality's pretty damn good. Not quite HD quality, obviously, but it's pretty damn good.
It got better as it went along.
Yeah, I know, and really smooth. So the iPay-per-view was great, and, of course, it was on traditional pay-per-view for those of you with it available in your market, and you can always get the replay that way or on iPay-per-view.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so, I mean, I was pleased with that for sure.
Yeah,
by the way, I just want to mention that I bought another super big gulp.
Oh, yes, you did. And the reason I surmise that you're
drinking
did
it
is
now.
You're drinking it right now, and I'm looking at it because I am keeping the original double gulp cup here because I want to remind you of your mortality.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to stay beside the slammies on the desk forever. And you have another super double or super big gulp or whatever here. And I surmise that you did that so that you can play Mass Confusion.
Because for those of you who didn't hear it, a couple shows ago there, I was drinking it, and Addy said something about how the producer asked him, "If how will you know, if not for titles and the way they react and pay-per-views, what wrestling is important?" And you said, all wrestling is important.
As it is.
I started laughing and almost died on the air, and you saved my life.
I did.
And
sorry about that.
Yeah, thank you. And so there you saved my life. And now we have this double gulp and super big gulp. And the problem is not that it's still on the desk. It's that it's still on the desk. You haven't cleaned it. It still has the same liquid in it, which is that Coke that's now like 3 weeks old.
Yeah, never cleaned
it. The Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I might accidentally grab that one because I have this one right beside it. I might forget or not be able to tell the difference. Wouldn't that be kind of gross? Don't you want to maybe throw the other one out? And you wouldn't want that to happen,
right?
Actually,
it's better now. This is better. I never thought of that. I'm all for this. I'm all for this. I think I even want to play like that clam game. Which one is it? Which cup is it? I may keep this one too.
I'm taking this one home with me.
Yes.
Because this is the one I survived without any issues.
That's true.
I'm pretty proud.
That's true.
So anyways, you had BJ Whitmer.
Blowjob Whitmer. Tadarius Thomas. Caprice Coleman. Takashi Watanabe. And ACH. Oh, and Ciampa.
Tommaso Ciampa.
In a six-man mayhem match, with the winner getting a future ROH World television title.
Yes. So this match was to put ACH over. We kind of knew that going in. Because ACH has spectacular high-flying moves.
And better yet, WWE doesn't want him.
Because they have a lot of guys like him already.
Exactly. But that's good. I mean, they
because he did try out there.
They love ACH. He got a tryout.
He's young still. So, I mean, he might end up there eventually.
Well, he's great, he's young, but better yet, WWE doesn't want him, so if you're going to put a belt on him, or keep him and build him, you know that he's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. And the crowd's into him, so, I mean, they put him on, it was a crazy match. I mean, it's like a six-man scramble match, where if you leave the ring, another guy can just jump in the ring and anoint himself as being legal. So, it kind of almost like these lucha rules. And there's just a point where everybody's like in and out of the ring and pinning each other, and you lose track of everything. But eventually, he hits a couple spectacular moves. ACH wins. Pretty decent opener, like a three-star opener. Three and a quarter.
Three and a quarter. I think that's it. I mean, it was a good. It got great at the end. It got a good finish there. So it's good and built. Kind of to it. All the high-flying, daredevil-y kind of spots were at the end, right?
Yeah. So then you moved on to Matt Taven versus Jay Lethal.
Yes. Our Twitter friend, Matt Taven.
So we'll get there. So Matt Taven and Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal is with Truth Martini, who you're not a fan of. I think he's good for ROH. I like him. You're not a fan, but whatever. He's handcuffed to the ring. His female bodyguard, who's not as muscled as, I can't remember her name, as China, but hotter, is at least hotter than China when
Elysium
she started.
Elysium or something?
Some weird, like it's a hard to pronounce name. Of course, then even Addie, Mo is a hard to pronounce name for me.
Yeah. But Cilicia.
Cilicia. So anyway, she's out there with him, and basically it's a match. Matt Taven, I think, is great until he gets in the ring, and it's not his wrestling, it's his look. As soon as he gets in the ring, he just looks like a skinny guy. When he's out of the ring, he's in a dressed-up shirt, and he looks like he dresses like he's got money and like he's, you know,
a
star.
He was the heel with the girls and the gimmick. It was great. But as his baby face, you thought he kind of looked like Pauly Shore.
Yeah,
I was thinking him more of one of the jobber Hardys.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just, you're right, it's not a good look for a top baby face, and not even a top baby face, but a baby face to be taken seriously. Not a jobber baby face, basically.
No, exactly. And so he's just kind of this tall, skinny guy. He's not a bad wrestler.
No.
And this match is basically that he would win, except for there's still, despite Truth being out there, there's what's her name? The girl, and there's the
Cilicium.
The security guy gets involved. A lot of people get involved, and so eventually Lethal gets the win.
Well, here's the thing. Truth paid off the security guard. Gave him a large sum of money. All the commentators talked about it. So that the security guy stood in between.
I can't remember his name.
Taven Mead.
He's obviously
Diesel,
a worker.
Something Diesel, I think, was his last name. But stood in between Taven and
you have the results right
Martini,
there. You can probably look up the guy's
probably,
name.
Probably, yeah. Taven and Martini, right?
Yeah.
And then it was Jay Diesel.
Jay Diesel.
Yeah. So then he
Little Sexy.
He was all alone, and so Taven grabs a chair and goes to hit Truth, but then Diesel stands in the way, rips off his shirt. Oh, gets punched. No sells it.
Mm-hmm.
Rips off his shirt. Taven goes and whacks him with a chair, which he just grabs. He goes to hit him, but he just grabs it.
Yeah.
And throws it away and stands tall. And Lethal, I think, hits Taven.
No, not Lethal. Well, I mean, then Taven super kicked him. Finally knocked him down.
That's right. That's right. He super kicked him.
Yeah. But then when he got into the ring, he was distracted, and Lethal managed to They had a few moves, and then Lethal managed to hit the Lethal Injection, gets the win. It's like a 2.5-star match. A little bit better, a little more exciting towards the end.
This did no favors for Matt Taven, though. I mean, when you struggle to beat the shit out of a security guard...
Technically, security guards should be as tough as anybody.
No, not as the wrestlers.
No?
No, wrestlers should be tough as people in the
world.
What
about Paul Blart?
Well, yeah, but he's also got that segue. See, like Simon Dean? So, that's where you've got the
that's where he gets his advantage. Heat from.
Well, that's where you get... It's a heat spot. It's a weapon. Mm. It's a gimmick. So
it's a gimmick.
I think that...
So you tweet that basically, good job, your security guard is tougher than your...
former world television champion.
Yeah.
Lame.
Now, you had me tweeting something else about Taven earlier.
Did I?
Yeah, it's something positive, I think, actually.
Maybe.
Yeah.
This is something like looking forward to this match, perhaps.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I can't remember that.
Anyway, so then Matt Taven followed us on Twitter.
Like a half hour later.
Yeah.
Like, Matt Taven just followed us.
It's like, huh, all right. So we followed him, because we're nice guys.
Yeah, follow back, yeah.
And then,
2 minutes later.
And then I looked at 2 minutes later, he unfollowed us.
Like, at that point, he started reading your Twitter feed.
He obviously read the
like, at first, he's like, somebody's talking about me, mention my name. Follow them. They got their wrestling site. Follow them.
Yeah.
They're not talking good things. Unfollow them.
So we unfollowed back. But, yeah, that was our... So that was our relationship with Matt Taven.
It's our evening between him and Mark Madden, the brushes with celebrity, and then Tommaso Ciampa, because I mentioned he had the... third or fourth best music in the company.
Yeah.
So he favorited that tweet.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So it really is like it. And that's like a couple hours later. So they really are. They're just like in the back on their phones, not watching the matches, looking at their Twitter feed, see what's going on.
Was talking about them. But it's too funny. But I mean, yeah, that didn't do, I mean, Jay Lethal was a great heel, I thought.
I think Lethal, well, the thing is, Lethal's style, he's still doing things. To get a baby face?
Yeah, Lethal Combination is still a baby face move.
Well, and he goes up to the top rope and does the Hail to the King, which is his version of the Macho Man's elbow. He still puts his arms up and does it.
Yeah, he's still out of tribute.
It's like, I wonder if Randy Savage would think of that. He'd be like, okay, I know you're paying tribute to me and you always want to, but you're a heel. I'd rather you get the heel spot.
But Savage did it... to heel or baby face. It's just
it's different. He was always him.
That's true. He wasn't paying tribute, but I mean,
yeah. It's a total babyface thing. If you're gonna be a heel, be a heel.
But I think he's a.
I think him against ACH will have better chemistry.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I think that should actually be really good matches. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Then we had the submission match with Cedric Alexander and Roderick Strong. Early on, this was one of the sicker bumps outside the ring on the.
This is one of the sickest bumps of the night for sure. Within top two or three, Cedric Alexander took a hell of a bump right, like the hard part of the ring, between where you get in there and the edge. His back landed, went up way up high and like a powerbomb type thing and landed or suplex. I can't remember exactly.
I think it was a suplex
thing. But anyways, he fell and he wasn't dropped like just in front of it. Like he wasn't carried down to it. Yeah. He was up high. And he was just.
Oh, he just
landing hard.
Right on the edge.
Right in the middle of his back. We're like, oh, fuck that.
Would have been better if he'd landed on the Christian.
Yeah.
But he landed on the edge.
He landed on the edge. And then landed on the edge.
But, yeah, that was sick. But, I mean, this was more of a... We were talking about it as we went along. This was more of a Steve Austin-Bret Hart submission match than say, a Benoit Angle match where...
Certainly it wasn't, like, hold for hold for hold in submission moves. No.
No, exactly. They weren't trying to, get each other...
In fact, they didn't really build enough to the different submission holds that the guy might go for, even.
No.
Like, it was really more of... To me, it was like, this would have been a great match if it had pinfalls. Because they're hitting all their moves that are pinfall, like type moves. You know, your springboard drop kicks and this type of thing. Like where it's like, okay, afterwards you would do a pinfall,
but you can't do the near fall. Yeah,
yeah. So I think that hurt it. That said, the ending was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean it ended up being a Boston Crab, but it was like
Roderick Strong calls the Stronghold.
Yeah. Yeah,
but Cedric Alexander put it on him and got the pin, and then afterwards he was like, will he now respect him? Will Roderick Strong obey the the code of honor and shake his hand, and he walked out on him but after looking like it. Yeah. So I mean, I which to me means this feud must continue.
It had, yeah, I think so.
But
I think this is, yeah.
I think this match actually, the psychology for what it wasn't strong enough, which is too bad. So it could have been a hell of a match otherwise. Yeah, still pretty good.
It's still pretty good. Still pretty good.
Or I give, like, Taven is like 2.5 stars. This is 3. Opener was like 3.25.
Yeah.
You know. So.
So, all right. Well, then we got the tag match. Matt Hardy and Michael Bennett against the Briscoes.
Match of the night.
Yeah. It started off with a quick DQ. Bennett and Hardy got DQ'd.
On purpose,
on
yeah.
On purpose. And I had actually tweeted, I said, DQ disappointment, because it was quick, too. It was like, 5 minutes in, maybe?
It was quick. And the match was just getting going, and all of a sudden you had this. He ran in, I think it was Bennett ran in with a belt and hit Jay. I think it was Jay. And anyways, either one. It ran in, hit him with the world title belt thing, the iconic belt that used to be Jay Briscoe's belt. So anyways, they're running away with Maria Kanellis. And
I tweeted, this is a disappointment. Where's Nigel?
And, well, but Jay, the crowd's chanting bullshit. And Jay Briscoe gets on the mic and goes,
yeah, that's bullshit.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
In case you can't hear, this is bullshit. Nigel, where are you? And Nigel comes out.
Yeah, I made it an ODQ match, so that really...
Which means, essentially, it was a TLC match.
Well, it ended up being a TLC match, because they had tables, ladders, and chairs in the ring.
Yeah, without the anything hanging, but it was all the TLC shit.
And Carino, of course, you know, talking about, you know, there's tables, ladders, and chairs in the ring. You know who invented that? You know, doing his I'm in love with Matt Hardy gimmick.
Yeah. Steve Carino was so fucking funny tonight.
Oh, he was great.
He was just awesome.
He was.
Just so funny. So many great lines. Yeah, no, so, I mean, basically, the thing about this is there's a lot of sick bumps, but you know who probably took most of the sick bumps? He took a bump onto a ladder, and he took a bump from a superplex from the top of this ladder,
massive,
which was a big ladder, ladder into a table, and that was...
Mr. TNA, Matt Hardy.
Yeah, like, and so here's this guy who's going to work for TNA, and has all this money, and the crowd hates...
Has what?
He has a lot of money.
Yeah, sure he does.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
He did. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he made a lot of money. I'm sure he smoked a lot of it, too.
I think he still has a lot of money.
I think he has more money than we do, but I don't think he has more money.
He has said outside of his character, has said he has enough money that he doesn't need to work for the rest of his life. He's fortunate now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not so sure he isn't. But either way, he's all right. But point being that he's 39 years old.
Yeah.
He's going to be 40 in September. And here he is taking these sick bumps for ROH, and I really respected that. And I'm like, he doesn't even need to do that.
Yeah.
But he did, and that was cool.
That is. I just, you know, he's going to hurt. He's going to need some pain pills.
May affect the way he wrestles on Thursday when he shows up in TNA.
You know what, though, the nice part about it is that they don't care there.
Yeah.
Plus, you can show up for the main event high.
Plus, Jeff will have the pain pills if he needs them.
That's the thing.
It's handy.
So that is that's actually pretty handy. So, but I just think that I do respect the hell out of that performance because he's leaving.
I don't even know that he's leaving.
I shouldn't say he's leaving, but
because at the end of it, they took back the belt, and then he and what's his name, Bennett.
Yeah.
Stole this belt back, so I'm like, okay, the feud must continue. So just because he's in TNA, he's on paper or per appearance basis in TNA. He's not under contract, so he can still be in TNA ROH simultaneously and independence because you know he likes being his own boss.
Yeah,
as he said,
that's true. And then the highlight of the night I think happened where Larry Mercer and
that's it.
Yeah.
Larry
Mercer and
Mandy sucks.
Leon, yes.
Who's hot.
Interviewed Moose.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Moose.
Moose is this massive, like 6'6", 300-pound guy who's a graduate of the ROH school.
Yeah. Who used to play football for the Patriots and apparently the Falcons.
Yeah, he's there for like 6 years.
Pushed his girlfriend down the stairs, allegedly.
Yeah, but she didn't press charges. So.
No, so he's innocent.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Just like Heath Slater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, worst promo ever.
Yes.
I don't even remember what he said. Something about I'm here and do good.
I do good and I will win matches.
It's just awful. Yeah. And then stuff.
Evans and Scarlett come down and talked about Artie.
No,
Evans.
Not Artie, not Scarlett.
Vida. Yeah. Living the Vida Loca. Come down and talked about
Artie Evans. Wasn't there.
He wasn't there. He's in Osaka.
Yeah, because he has winning streak is 122-0.
Yeah.
So it's obvious that Moose is the guy to beat the streak now. So that matters at all.
Why? Is Moose booking?
Moose Nash.
Is it anybody to break the streak? Aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the right time.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was the right time, and then to do the finger poke.
Yeah, the next night. So anyways.
Anyway, then we move on to Kevin Steen against someone who should be a member of the Vaudevillains, Silas Young.
One of two people that should be a member of the Vaudevillains.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Maybe three.
There could be. You could have both Red Dragons.
Both Red Dragons in there. I mean, definitely Bobby Fish has the look, but both of them could be in there. And then Silas Young, definitely.
Yeah.
The Vaudevillains. Let's just get over to that first. Let's just make a sidetrack here.
Okay, Vaudevillains are the greatest tag team in professional wrestling history.
Okay, done.
Done.
Yeah, there they are. They're on NXT. If you haven't seen this, this is unbelievable.
Go watch.
Greatest gimmick. I'm like watching this. I'm like, this is I see the backstage segment. Greatest thing ever. And then they actually come out for the match, and it's even better. And
so like,
Young Bucks might be the best workers in tag team wrestling, but Vaudevillains are the best tag team. Act in history.
The world. Yes, they're hilarious.
Awesome.
And they can do the work, and they know they get the gimmick already,
yeah,
right?
It's so awesome.
And maybe they could.
And the producer told you it wouldn't be as good live, and I disagree. I think it'd be great.
And yes, because I was watching with the producer, because she was a teacher, so she's marking papers, so she's not paying attention, which let me watch some wrestling. Oh, well, she was still sitting there, and so I put on NXT. And
because you have to understand that their video cuts to it, and it's all grainy, like old, like 1930s, 1920s, probably 1920s, like old film stock, right? Black and white.
And I saw it, and it was great. And then
sped up a little.
And then they went to their match, and it went black and white, and the music started playing. And I looked at the producer, and I said, "This is my new favorite gimmick.
Yes,
this is my new favorite wrestlers." And she goes, and then they said something about how they are making their debut. She's like, "They're making their debut and are already your favorite." I'm like, watch them.
Look at this. Look at what we're seeing.
This is great.
This is awesome.
And then you tweeted me.
Like, I texted you, yeah. You
texted me like 2 minutes later to say, "This is the greatest act ever."
Yeah, we just came. This is Thursday, right after we had just recorded.
Right.
It's like 10 o'clock at night, got home, walked the dog. Turned around, started watching NXT.
Yeah.
And immediately, I'm like, well, he won't have seen this, but I'll just so he knows to watch it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise he might skip it or something. So yeah. I text you, and you're like, I was just thinking that.
I just sent that to the producer right now. That was great.
Yes. So anyway, so Silas Young basically loses in another decent match, probably a 3-star match to Kevin Steen.
Package pile driver.
Which I figure, I mean, Kevin Steen's not quite out yet. Is I think he said at the end of the month his contract's out.
He just said it was soon.
Very soon.
A handful of matches and it's done soon and he's leaving.
He's happy to. Yeah, he has said, you know what, I think you're an asshole, but I'm glad I wrestled you because I do respect you as a hell of a wrestler.
Yeah.
Can you do the same thing for me? So Silas Young steps up, shakes his hand,
leaves
the ring, and then Kevin Steen goes. He starts to cut. He's only a couple of words into what looks like his goodbye speech.
Yeah. Well, he starts a goodbye speech, and you kind of did a bit. And this is, again, the second go-round at a goodbye speech, because he tried to do that, too.
Yep.
And that's what started this sort of thing with him beating him. And then Silas shakes his hand, and he leaves. And the crowd's chanting, "Please don't go." And Kevin Steen says, "Well, he's got to go because I got to finish my speech."
Yeah, yeah.
And then he gets a couple words in, and from behind, Silas Young attacks him and beats him down.
And so, I wasn't expecting because it looked like they had ended that. And you're thinking, this is so great heat. He got great heat for this. It was so well done and unexpected. I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was great. And then so this continues, obviously. Yeah. And this will,
And now he's beat him once, but now on the way out, he puts him over.
Well, that was what was surprising to me, because I thought, well, Silas should win this.
And yeah,
he said, well, they don't always
leaving.
Do that. And I'm thinking, well, it doesn't
matter. ROH doesn't always have the guy
go
out.
They should. They really should put, especially for them.
Yeah.
They should be putting their new guys.
He's growing a bit of a beard, and He looks a lot like, especially with that beard, he looks like Bray Wyatt.
I said, I tweeted that too, I think, and I said, keep growing that beard because they're going to need another Wyatt soon.
The thing is, you end up watching a lot of ROH and going, okay, this guy, this is what I do with him in WWE, and you're like, okay, well, I mean, we'd add the Briscoes against the Wyatt family or with the Wyatt family,
yeah.
Same thing. You add him with them, and you put Elgin with Rusev. And you know, Kevin Steen with the Wyatts and Elgin
Silas
with Rusev.
Young,
and
Silas Young
with the Vaudevillains.
Vaudevillains, you know.
Yeah, stuff like that.
And then so. Kazarian and Daniels as themselves.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then we had Red Dragon against Bad Influence, or as I've been calling them now, the Attitudes.
I like that, Attitudes. Yeah, that's a good name for them.
Yes.
The Attitudes. Yeah. So,
possibly the Attitudes?
This would the asshole of Attitude.
Yeah. Huh.
So, yeah, I mean, this was arguably my most anticipated match.
It was,
and
yeah.
it was good, but it wasn't great.
That's right. I mean, the crowd, this is where the crowd, I started to, let's say I turned on the crowd, but this is like Impact Zone level. It's like,
this is very,
this is awesome, and some other stuff, and
it's like they're either dead quiet, or they're doing a chant that's out of place.
Or they want to just, hey, look at me.
Or, yeah, and when they are doing a chant, it's not even the people, you can see the people in the front, they're not chanting. So you're like, it's the people in the rafters who are starting a, let's go Dragon, let's go whatever.
They did have a really great chant later. But
we'll later, yeah, we'll get there. But I mean, the truth, yeah, I mean, it's really, like the crowd was generally 90% of the time dead, and then 10% chance for no reason.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was a pretty shitty crowd.
And this is a semi-main, too, right?
So. And I know part of it is that ROH has so many spectacular moves and spectacular things by the time you get here. It's like, how do these guys follow what the Briscoes did and all that stuff?
This show did that.
No, well,
I didn't feel
there was still a lot of spectacular
shit. Flippy dude them out. It did, but I didn't feel that it over flippy dude.
It didn't over flippy dude, but the Briscoes match particularly.
Yeah, the Briscoes match certainly was a peak. But the Red Dragon win in a good match.
A good match, and if this had been in front of a hot crowd, a really good match.
Yeah,
you know.
So,
but yeah, the crowd being not so hot, but afterwards they shook hands, and you got the feeling, okay. This might happen again, but if it doesn't, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I don't know if Kazarian and Daniels are the Attitudes are
what their deal is.
Yeah, we don't know if they're going to be sticking around or not because they put them over clean right in the middle. So I mean,
yeah, Kazarian,
there's almost no reason to have the rematch.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Kazarian tapped out actually.
He tapped out clean to the heels.
Yep. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
But brought us to our main event of the evening.
Yeah.
Adam Cole, Michael Elgin. Michael Elgin, your new Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion.
In some ways, this is a match that, again, not much heat until probably the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But then the last 10 minutes, there was some great near falls. You were convinced were the end of the match.
Yes.
And they didn't happen. And they had a lot of people running in and a lot of booking, but it didn't ruin the match. Like, it wasn't like, oh, okay, yeah, you have run-ins and it's overbooked like a lot. Like a Jeff Jarrett main event.
Or right? Even was, like the Taven deal.
Yes. Yeah, it felt more like this was an organic part of the storyline of Elgin having to overcome this guy.
Well, and you had Hardy and Bennett, other members of the, what's that group, The Kingdom. Then you had Hardy and Bennett run in, and then War Machine.
Yeah, who are friends of War Machine is, Hanson and...
whatever the guy's name is.
I remember his name.
It was the other guy.
Yeah, Hanson and the other guy, Roe.
Yes, Roe.
Hanson and Roe.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Roe, they fought WrestleMania 12 in the Iron Man match against Wade.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wade Barrett, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
But,
or Michael Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
Wade Barrett.
But,
same thing.
Yeah. But anyway, the War Machine, so they came out and took out Bennett and Hardy. So then this brought it back to being more of a one-on-one contest. Then
Mischief got out there and got at Maria Kanellis. Mischief,
that's right.
The wife of Elgin.
Elgin. So. But then the other thing, too, was other spot in this was that you took a hell of a super kick from Adam Cole.
What do you mean?
Adam super kicked Mo.
No. I was right in the couch beside you.
Huh?
That in the ring, that guy who was refereeing, you mean?
Yeah.
I thought that was Wade Barrett.
Was it you?
I thought it was Wade Barrett.
Huh. He's jumped. Took a hell of a super kick, though.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out cold and great spot. And, you know, so that got some near falls. And, yeah. And you know, that's where you saw Michael Elgin got the visual pin to, like, 10.
That where you're like, oh, he's going to get screwed.
Yeah, so, okay, so he's not going to win, but you can say that he's got the visual pin so they can keep it going, right? But, no, it was...
There was a point later where he hit that same move that he got the visual pin from. The crowd bought into it so much, they were convinced in like 2 9/10,
yeah.
Cole kicks out. The crowd thought that was the end of the match. So did I.
Yeah.
You know, I'm watching, I'm like, oh, it's over. And the crowd.
Hmm. Well, then, the crowd threw in streamers. It was premature streameration there. But then the crowd was the best when the crowd chant, "We fucked up. Fucked up."
Because the streamers all over the match, and the match is still going on. They can't have to rustle around it, and it's all on the way.
Yeah.
They're like, "We fucked up.
We fucked up," because everybody thought that was the finish.
But later he did get the actual finish. It's, you know, I mean, Elgin's story that he's been chasing and screwed so many times was like, it made sense that he was, that he wins it. But as far as, like, momentum of the company and how well he's doing as a champion and drawing and everything like that, it's still Cole's time. So it's kind of one of those things where storyline-wise, it's time to take it off. But actual reality for, you know, how good the guy's doing, it should still be Cole.
Well, yes, but at the same time...
It'll be his time again.
Yeah. I don't know. They don't tend to like to... they just don't tend to like to do these types of
What?
Short-term storylines.
No, they don't.
Short-term title reigns, I should say.
No, I don't think it'll be short-term. But, I mean, he's 24. Elgin's 27. You know, Cole is 24. He'll have the belt again. In fact, they both could. You know, I mean, but Cole, of course, will eventually end up in WWE because he's too damn good.
Yeah.
You know, he's got everything. So, yeah.
But, I see the reason storyline, like you said, for Elgin, but I would have kept it on...
I would have kept it on Cole.
Yeah.
Like, but I understand why not, because you built up for this. This was your long-term plan, so... But it's kind of, it's on a lesser scale, but it is very much the superstar Billy Graham, Bob Backlund thing, right? Where when he lost it, he beat Bruno for it, he knew he was going to lose the title to and the date, and they went with it still, despite how great Billy Graham was doing as champion.
Same with Edge's first run, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So that's kind of, you know, that's it, right?
That's it. So, I mean, a good show, I would say 8 out of 10, probably.
Yeah, 7.5 out of 10.
7.5, maybe, yeah, okay.
I think, here's the thing. This is an 8 out of 10 show. In front of a hot crowd.
That's true.
The crowd makes it probably a 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like it brought it down.
Yeah.
You know, they were hot for the end and everything, but that's because the match was so good. It was really a brutal match. And a really good match, you know. I think that final match, the main event, delivered second best match of the night. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Elgin looks better without the mullet, too.
He definitely does, and he looks less like Rusev.
Yeah, he does, but he looks more muscled, actually. You know?
That's true. That's true. But, all right. Well, and so that was Ring of Honor pay-per-view. Let's go on. Tomorrow is going to be Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
Big story, Seth Rollins' new gear. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, no. No, he has new gear?
He has new gear.
Okay. I don't think that's the big story, actually. I think
really?
The big story is... that Seth Rollins is in the other Money in the Bank match, and they need to fill out 6 people to get into it with him, and that'll happen tomorrow night. That's the big story about Raw.
Is it?
Who will it be, and how will they determine it? They could just say people that lost the qualifying matches are in or whatever. But so are you calling it up for me right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you do that?
I'm doing that, dude.
Yeah, but why are you taking so fucking long to do it?
Because. I'm trying to pick the right picture. You know, there's
okay, so who do you think is going to get into it with them? Can you multitask?
No.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. So, you know who's pissed at this? Batman.
Well, that's kind of a shitty picture.
Well, if I'd had more time, I could have found a better picture for you. See, that one is the best picture, but it's so small. That's the thing. Okay, I know what it's not. I know. That's what I was trying to do. I'm nuts. So, Seth Rollins, yes, the dealio is...
That's a little better.
Yeah, the dealio is that they're looking for, what, six other people to...
It looks like, to me, more like a character from RoboCop. Like...
But not nearly as cool. There you go.
There you are, yeah. I don't know about that.
I'm not sure, but...
I have to see it in person. It doesn't really matter at the end of the day. It's just gear.
So, I know.
So who else is getting in the Money in the Bank?
Let's look where that, let's see the, I'm looking at the shadows here to see if I can determine which, who these people are.
Oh, yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
RVD will get in.
You got RVD, you could possibly see, if there's six other guys, including Seth, RVD, Ambrose, Kane.
Yeah.
So you got Rollins, RVD, Ambrose, Kane, I'm going to say Big Show.
No. Big Show's off because he's filming a movie or something.
Wasn't he just there?
Yeah, but that was just like a one-shot thing. Just a, yeah, I think they're looking to do something with him, and he's got some movie role or something.
Oh, right, yeah, Vendetta. He's in that that WWE Films movie. Could you do Kofi?
Is that really, I think that more Ziggler's likely than Kofi.
Okay, well, that's one of the two. Okay, what about Swagger?
Maybe. Will Rusev get in there is the question.
Well, there's...
Because Rusev came down to the end, but I think this is the wrong thing for Rusev, because if he gets into it, he needs to win it. And the guy who should probably win it is Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins, yes. I would like to see... If I had my little way, I would...
Big E, I could see getting in there.
If I had my little way, I would eat peaches every day. But, also...
Really?
Yeah.
Like peaches?
Peaches.
I'd eat pie.
Hmm. I just watched that This Is Your Life rock. Poontang pie. That was one of the things I watched yesterday on the network.
You'd eat strudel.
Hmm? Is it apple strudel?
Peach strudel.
It's good where you got the sugar thing, so it's granulated sugar that you put on it. That's good stuff. But if you were to look at who else was I thinking? You said Langston.
Yeah.
I mean, do you do a situation where there's an immediate cash-in where Rollins cashed it in on Reigns?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. But the thing is, we're still looking probably at Lesnar.
But they're saying the winner's fighting Lesnar, which is, again, to me, it's
just fucked everything up.
That's Cena. I know, Brock Lesnar fucked everything up.
I think, honest to God, that honest engine.
Tatanka is going to be in it?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I
hope he uses the pampoose to go. Great move.
Watanabe?
No thanks.
Okay, what was I going to say? No, I mean, it makes sense to me. I mean, Rollins, you could have Bray. I mean, I'm saying that.
I could see it.
The crowd, they pulled people, and Rollins was the... Reigns was the... runaway winner for the poll as to who they'd like to see, fans would like to see, face Lesnar for the title.
Because it's new.
Yeah.
He's a baby face and it's new.
Again, I think they'll turn on him if he gets that role for after, but not right away. Maybe not even a SummerSlam. Daniel Bryan's going to go back to the chase and that's probably better for him. But yeah, maybe. I mean, so it really comes back down. It really comes back to Cena. And then if Cena loses to, I mean, to me, that's almost the way you do it. Is Cena wins it. Lesnar, Cena wins it. Rollins gets the Money in the Bank. Okay, Cena wins this thing. Faces Lesnar. Lesnar wins it.
I want Lesnar to win it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Lesnar at say Survivor Series or even Royal Rumble. I don't know if you can go that long without title match, but maybe you can. Cashes it in again, or Daniel Bryan faces him for to get his title back, and then he beats him for it, because that was always the plan, and then that. And then you have Daniel Bryan lose it right after that match or something to Rollins. Sets up, you know.
Is there a situation where you could revalue the title by putting it on Lesnar and having him defend it less?
I think so.
And that's what
it's like,
I
John Cena doesn't sell wins. You know, and he, not only does he not sell losses,
he doesn't sell wins.
He doesn't sell wins either. Well, he doesn't sell anything as important.
And the thing is, and when it comes to John Cena, when it comes to anybody but Lesnar, really, on the roster, other than, I guess, Taker, if you still consider him on the roster, is that you're going to get anybody else with the belt is going to be defending it, A, on house shows,
yeah.
B, on practically every Raw. You know, they just have him on there all the time, where I think you can harken back to a day where you didn't see Hulk Hogan defend the title. I mean, it's a little bit different. You know, I mean, the only way to see a WWF or a WWE World Heavyweight Championship match is to have the network.
Yeah.
It works for me.
Well, I mean, it doesn't. I can't think of the last time the Heavyweight Championship was actually defended on Raw. That doesn't happen often either.
Not anymore. No, they've been better about that. But, I mean, the champion is still... Cena's always been... Like, the champion.
But he's always wrestling.
Daniel Bryan's been wrestling.
He wrestles regularly, even as the champion. And one other thing they could do is have Brock Lesnar win it and have him say, I'm not going to defend it, and strip him of one of the two titles. Then the world title gets defended regularly over the next several months, and the other title gets defended irregularly. No, and both of theoretically are elevated.
No. Defeats the purpose. The whole purpose is this, for you to have to see this match, to see a title defense, a world title defense has to be on the network.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that can work.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. You could be a traditionalist and talk about your 30-day rule.
If you're seeing the title defended, the World Heavyweight Championship defended only on pay-per-view 12 times a year, and then you're seeing the other title defended maybe 4 times a year on the network, That title, because it's regularly in play, everybody wants it, 12 times a year, is more valuable. And the other one is more valuable because it's so rare to get the shot.
And it's not
so
even
theoretically,
about,
you both can work.
To me, it's not even about the shot so much. Is that, like, we didn't see Hulk Hogan wrestle a match but 10 times a year.
Yeah.
Right? And so
Saturday night's main event and pay-per-views.
That's it.
That's the only places you would see
it. So, that, to me, is what it is. So
it was a different time, though.
It was, but it is and it isn't. I mean, they got the playing field here. They can do whatever the hell they want. And it's a situation where less is more with it. So I would actually get...
But I think that's a way to possibly do both.
I would put Brock over. I would put Brock over when the
I just belts. Can't see you... I can't see... How do you build... I mean, you saw them go. They went 1 month without the title on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
On the network. Didn't and they notice. Had to drip. Well, we didn't notice, but they had to rip it off Daniel Bryan because they feared doing it 2 months in a row. You're talking about them having to go 3-4 shows on the network. Three, four pay-per-view shows on without that title being defended.
The difference, though, is their control. They would be in control of that situation.
Hey, look, if the U.S. title and the IC belt meant something, and maybe this is a way to get them to mean something,
mm-hmm.
and the tag team belts meant something, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
But and that's another thing, is that means that you can't put Roman Reigns in the main event if he's not in the title. You have to put the IC title in the main event. You have to put that as being worth something.
Or
the U.S. belt.
I wrote that years ago.
Well, yeah, we've always talked about this.
That formula in terms of having...
I said the next time wrestling will be really hot is because those belts mean something can draw too.
Yeah, yeah.
By themselves.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, I mean we've kind of put in our spots for that. Your mummy is a skank to be the other whatever it is six.
And a bunch of people return to TNA. Do we care?
Well, I'm just waiting to see what else is Raw
or is announced for Raw.
We'll witness a traditional Money in the Bank contract ladder match.
That's the other match. They're going to set... That's not... They're not going to have a ladder match tomorrow, I hope.
No, just let's see here.
Yes, let's see here.
Oh. Hunter said, unlike the championship match, superstars will not need to compete in qualifying matches to earn a spot.
So they'll just anoint them?
Yeah.
Interesting.
With virtually the entire roster eligible for this bout, who will join in this confrontation? We'll find out on Raw.
That's weird.
Do that.
Actually, that's weird to think they're just going to arbitrarily put people in there.
They now know that it was what Roman Reigns did with Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the thing is, I mean, Roman Reigns, I mean, he just took advantage. Like, he saw an opportunity. Like, I know, say you're walking by and you have a coffee. I can tell by looking at it whether or not it has a sweetener in there.
Yeah.
You know, when no cream or anything, I just look at it. Because it looks so different when you put that sweetener in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell. I can just tell, can't you?
I definitely.
Fucking morons.
So, okay. So, they've said WWE. There's going to be more of the dusts this week. And then the Funkadactyls.
Will break up.
There's witnessing the gradual extinction of the Funkadactyls. I'm just reading you what the 5-point Raw preview is.
If that's one of their selling points, is hey, then they don't have much going on.
Your mummy is a skank is the selling point. The Roman Reigns thing. Now it's been the Funkadactyls, and here will Ambrose
and Vicky will get prior. Probably.
And will Ambrose get a whole? Well, that's what this is all leading to, and that's the point, right? They prematurely announced or they convinced Vicky to stay. Until they could have some sort of thing, and that's where this whole thing is. Stephanie's to fire Vicky, and then she's gone. Ambrose is
until she's back.
Is Ambrose going to get his hands on Rollins? That's the other fucking thing. And then you're to round off the professional wrestling here in terms of getting all the companies going. We talk about Raw tomorrow. We could talk about a little bit about Money in the Bank, but I mean that seems to be. I think we went through that last.
Yeah, one thing I will say about Money in the Bank is you won't be here.
No.
So we won't be watching it. I will be watching, of course, on the network at home.
You will be watching it. I will have.
We have filled in we watched a show. We did a live audio commentary for the Iron Man match from WrestleMania 12 between Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels, and it's almost 90 minutes we got out of that. Something 80 minutes something.
Yeah, we almost got 90 minutes out of that 30 minute match.
Yeah, 60 minute match. We did though. So we'll put that up to fill in the time while you're away.
Yeah,
like I say, you're getting married, so there'll be some times when you're not around here over the next little while. If somebody is interested in recording with me, either after Money in the Bank or some of the preview thing after Raw, if you can always just email addie@wetalkwrestling.com.
Yeah.
And maybe if the timing works out, maybe we'll have a guest host on. But only if somebody asks and if nobody decides they want to be with me, I understand. I'm used to that.
What if they're from Brooklyn? Then they'll ax.
True.
Okay.
So what about TNA?
TNA, they taped a whole schwack of shit because...
I didn't look at it.
No. Why would you? I happen to stumble upon it, I think. And
stumble upon is a good sight.
Yeah.
Until it does that to you.
I know, motherfucks. But,
cocksucking motherfuckers.
Cocksucking motherfuckers.
And that's the other thing. Will Miz be on Raw tomorrow?
Will Miz be, your mommy is a skank competitor.
Could be.
With Rollins, right? I mean, that's a possibility.
Could be.
But, I think, there was a couple things. They're going to be taping Destination X on Thursday. You know, head to head with their own with their actual show because this isn't live.
Yes, good job, guys.
Yeah, good, sweet job.
Well, why not? Everybody's going to be there. Has already seen it in the tapings before.
Well, these are taping now. These are in New York. This is I believe the Hammerstein is where they're taping this horseshit.
Well, good job then, guys. Yeah. Good fucking job. Yeah. So the people then will be live, literally having to try and follow storylines that they didn't see on TV yet.
Yes. Yeah. That is going to be exactly
fucking great.
The case.
This will be great. TNA. I mean, it's not WCW stupid, but it's still stupid.
Well, that's... Yeah, it's not quite WCW stupid, but...
Not quite, but it's bad.
But it's... Yeah, it's pretty pretty stupid. So,
what are you looking for the...
Ah, here it is. Well, they've gotten spoilers all the way, like, to...
Yeah, but I don't care. Just tell me if there's anything interesting enough. I don't need exact spoilers.
No. I'm just saying. Rhino is back, involved in the Tommy Dreamer Bubba Ray Dudley.
Well, they are. That makes sense. They're on a they're on a budget, so you go after people that are cheap.
Yes.
Rhino will work for food stamps at this point.
Well, that's just it. I mean, Rhino is a short arm and short pay.
Mm-hmm.
But he's
you can't use the arm bar on that guy.
You cannot.
No.
You could use the short arm scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing with Rhino is that he turned on Bubba Ray and went heel, joining with Dixie and whatever his name is, EC3 and Spud and all those guys. So, that's the fucking
that's
shit
money.
There. Yeah, I know. Gail Kim won the Knockouts title for the, I guess that's going to be the, whatever it is, the 3rd of July show. So not this week, but the following week.
Okay.
From
there. Angelina Love, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
and Angelina Love had it like a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Gail Kim has it for the 75,000th time.
I believe that's true. I believe that's true. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, what's his name here? Well, Kurt Angle is now the director of wrestling operations.
Uh-huh.
So he's soon to turn heel, I'm sure.
Yeah, should be a heel within a few weeks.
Yeah, turn on Samoa Joe, I'm sure. And then Austin Aries.
And by the way, the storyline for how MVP, how Dixie lost power, then MVP got power, then he lost power here, is the worst, most illogical, doesn't make sense, why the fuck do we even care storyline ever?
Yes. That is indeed fact.
It's like, hey, this week we want to make Kurt Angle in charge. Well, we've already made MVP in charge. We'll just say he isn't anymore. Well, shouldn't we have a storyline for it? No, we'll just say it.
No, we'll just have a guy in a suit come out.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
We've set up certain rules, and now we'll just ignore them.
Yeah.
You fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Both of you. Both companies. Yes. ROH. ROH. And NXT.
Yes, NXT.
Those are the only two things you really need if you want to watch good wrestling.
That's true. And then Austin Aries won the X Division Championship from Sonata on the show that's going to be like July 10th.
Because they did not want that, if I can be honest with you, that Japanese guys, they can't draw in the United States.
Well, he cannot speak the English language. Mm-hmm. And I am just going to, as an American, I will only cheer for someone that speaks the American language.
Yes.
Which is Spanish.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why you had to put Aries on, because the X Division guy at Destination X gets a chance in the world title.
And hey, you know what?
So Austin Aries versus Bobby Lashley.
Yes.
Because Eric Young loses again a couple more times to Lashley, it's over.
That's right, right. So, I mean, that's... But, hey, and also then they had a big battle royal, and Jeff Hardy, not as Willow, but as Jeff Hardy, thanks to Kurt Angle, says, I want Jeff Hardy back, and Willow just goes, oh, okay.
But I like being an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, he can be either way.
But, yeah. And so now he wins a battle royal to get a shot.
Does that mean they're not going to sell those $60 umbrellas anymore?
I hope not.
They will.
Yeah, they probably will. But, by the way, I like the fact...
What are you saying about Jeff Hardy? He gets a shot?
Well, he won a battle royal to earn a shot.
How many title shots are they just giving out and lining up then?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, now they've got the X Division deal, which is every year, and then...
This one.
And then Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy.
The thing to me is... I just enjoy the fact...
By the way, Great Muta will be there. And by the way, he'll be more over than any of the American guys.
Yes. This is true.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact, personally, that the second that Daniel Bryan was stripped...
Immediately. Because you made that joke on the air, and then like a day later...
Yeah.
They strip happens.
Him, and then Eric Young loses the belt.
Like, you made that joke, and then like immediately they did it.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Yeah, good job. But no, I just, I mean, the thing with it, with Austin Aries... And I'm trying to remember how that went last year. Because remember, Aries won the X Division title briefly?
Yes, and then Saban won it back, and then Saban won the belt.
And then Saban won the belt. So, yeah. I mean, this puts, again, Austin Aries in the thick of that...
3 years in a row.
Yeah, exactly. 3 years in a row in that X Division.
But he doesn't compete in the X Division the rest of the year. Because it only matters when it's getting close to Destination X.
Yes.
The rest of the time, it's a useless title.
Well, in Austin Aries' defense, he was sent home and not booked for, like, 5 months.
Well, not that long, but long enough.
Yeah. But anyway, this will be the one where he loses.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
So he wins when he loses one. I mean, this is, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the thing, because they keep talking about how it's got to stay over. But
Chris Sabin, though, did it last year, and now out of the company.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Good on them.
Yeah.
But all right, I think we've had enough.
I was going to say, I think that's going to do it. Just a quick sort of post-show there.
We for those of you who are wondering, yes, there's been great. We've been getting great feedback. If you, of course, if you know, if you tweet us a question or write us a question, your chances of getting laid go up by 20%.
It's true.
If you share us, your chances of getting a hand job go up. Orgy, if you do everything, you can actually have an orgy. It's true.
And if you share the hand job, that's appreciated.
That's right. Like all this stuff. Like us on iTunes. Rate us or subscribe on TuneIn, Stitcher. You have a better chance of sex. That's true. It's a scientifically proven fact.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you wanted to write in to Addy, A-D-D, at WeTalkWrestling.com.
A-D-D-I-E.
What did I say?
You said A-D-D.
Oh.
No, that's maybe me. What you have.
A-D-D-I-E at WeTalkWrestling.com. And yes. You write in, bone a host, and you're willing to fly yourself out there here and buy me food, you can have sex with me. It's true. Now, those of you asking, what if you're male? Well, no longer am I interested. I don't need a picture from you. It's okay if you're ugly. I've done that before. But if you are male, I'm afraid I'm not interested. But Addy will be happy to fuck you if you're male. So just write it in. Say, bone a host under the subject line. Fly yourself in. Buy me food, and you can fuck me or fuck Addy, but you still have to buy me food.
Yeah, yeah. And if you are a male, send a picture.
Anything else to say?
Nope.
All right.
That's going to do it. So, in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks. Good night, satellite.
Which one of these was my big gulp
again? Ha ha! Mass confusion!